It's good.
Okay. We left off last week. We were discussing, the Gemara says that Shmini Atzeres is a regular finasma with respect to the sixth dinam of Pesach Keshev, the Rosh Tevis. So either the Beis stands for Bracha or the Reish stands for Regel. It doesn't make that much of a difference. Rashi and Tosfos say that the Gemara tells us, and they quote the Beferish Gemara in Sukkah, that on Shmini Atzeres, when you daven, when you bench Birchas Hamazon, you don't say Yom Chagah. Sukkah has that Yom Shmini Chagah Atzeres has that. You change the Nusach Shmini Atzeres. So we said there's a Shmini Atzeres regular B'fnei Atzma, so you say Shachyanu. The last day of Pesach, the seventh day of Pesach, you don't say Shachyanu because it's a Hemshach of the first 6 days of Pesach, but Shmini Atzeres is a regular B'fnei Atzma. So he mentioned there's a Machlokes and Achrayim. What if a person davens on Shmini Atzeres and by mistake he said Yom Chagah Sukkos Hazeh? So there's a machlokes, but you have to daven over. And then the explanation for those who hold that you don't have to daven over, there were two explanations. One explanation is that Beloshem Bnei Adam, Shmini Atzeres is called Sukkos. The Mishnah has like that. A person takes a neder, he's not going to eat potato chips till after Sukkos is over. So it says, after Shmini Atzeres he's allowed to, because Beloshem Bnei Adam, Shmini Atzeres is called Sukkos. So either if you daven, and you said Yom Chagasukas Hazeh, it's good. That's a discussion whether does the davening, is the davening supposed to be below in biblical Hebrew, is it good if it's Beloshem Bnei Adam? So that we mentioned, that's the whole premise of the whole Sefer Avu Dram. The whole basis of the Avu Dram is that the Nusach HaTfil should be in biblical Hebrew, shouldn't be in Beloshem Bnei Adam. And then it's in his commentary on the Shiltas disagrees. He rejects the whole premise of the whole Sefer Avu Dram. He thinks that the whole thing is not true based on the Gemara and Brachas about Bar Minim Zainis. Would appear from the simple reading in the Gemara that the Nusach HaBracha does not depend on biblical Hebrew. It depends on Lashem Yadim is also good. And then we said, oh, Yeshlam, it could well be that Shmini Atzeres true is a regal bifnei atzma for Pesach Kesher, but it's also Sukkos. It's two. It's Kedushas Shmini Atzeres superimposed on top of Kedushas Sukkos. I on Sukkos, you sit in Sukkos, and Shmini Atzeres, you're not in Sukkos. No, the answer is, whenever that part of Sukkos, that's also Shmini Atzeres, that's the din, you don't sit in Sukkos. But it's not that it's not Sukkos, it is Sukkos. So that's the Shaila, when you have, the Gemara said, if you didn't bring the Shalmei Chagiga on the first 7 days of Sukkos through Hoshana Rabbah, there's still Tashlumen through Shmini Atzeres. Is that because it's not a part of Sukkos? Oh, no, it's not part of Sukkos. Sukkos is over. The last of Sukkos is really Hoshana Rabbah. And Shmini Atzeres is a regal bifnei atzmo. But we learned from the Pasuk that it's good for Tashlum. So that's really a question that runs as follows. The Gemara has a machlokes in Chagiga on the very first daf, and it's repeated more than once there, whether the chiyuv to bring Shalmei Chagiga is chal on the first day of Sukkos, first day of Yom Tov, Pesach, let's say Pesach. The chiyuv is really to bring Shalmei Chagiga the first day. And if you didn't bring the first day, then the rest of the days are kula tashlum and derishan dinam. But let's say he's a gersh and is gayer. He wasn't even Jewish on the first day of Yom Tov, and he converts in the middle of Chol HaMoed. Then there's nothing to have tashlum in for. Or is it kotin shehigdil? He wasn't bar mitzvah on the first day. So he menatora, he wasn't mechuyev. So then he won't be mechuyev menatora to bring the shalmei chagiga later either. What he said, no, kula tashlum and zevlas, it's not that the ikar chiv is really on the first day, and if you bring chagiga later, it's a tashlum and l'rishon, and you only have tashlum and see if he was a bar chiyuv on the first day. No, kula tashlum and zevlas, the yontif is 7 days, and on yontif there's a chiv to bring shalmei chagiga once during the duration of the yontif, once during the duration of Sukkos, once during the duration of Pesach. But it's not that it's tashlum and derishon. So one difference would be a kotin shehigdil, or gershon is gayer. And another difference, the Gemara doesn't give those differences. The Gemara gives a different difference. What if he's a chiga b'yam rishon and his pasha b'yam sheni? The first day he wasn't able to walk. He had a medical condition. He wasn't able to walk. It would appear that you only yotze aliyah leregel if you walk by foot. That's a simple pshat in the Gemara. Let's say somebody will drive the person up to the top of Har HaBayis, and then he'll walk into the Azara. He won't be oily. He won't walk up the Har HaBayis on his own. So the Mishnah, so in the Rabbanim, 80 years ago, they used to write about this in Hapardes. There used to be a Torah journal in America. And the Rabbanim had a whole pilpul. So the Pashup Shat, unless you're going to say a whole shtick of Torah, the Pashup Shat in the Mishnah would appear that you're only here to the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel if you go by foot. And the machlokes b'shamayim b'silul is, when is there a din of chinuch? How old does a child have to be mechuyav in chinuch? So b'shamayim say, even a little baby, you have to let the baby sleep in the sukkah. You have to see to it that the little baby should sleep in the sukkah. And the Mishnah sukkah says that ma'aseh v'yolda kalosa shal shamei hazok, and his daughter-in-law had a little baby. And Pichsos Hamaziva, and the daughter-in-law just had the baby, so she wasn't going to sleep in the sukkah. She would catch a cold. So she was sleeping in the house. So the Shammai HaZaken took off the ceiling and put tzchach so his daughter-in-law would be sleeping in the sukkah because she had a baby boy. And the baby boy does a din of chinuch. We don't paskin like that. We paskin only cotton. Shein etzorach le'imoy. Why is only cotton? Why did Bisul say cotton shein etzorach le'imoy? So they quote from our Belbava Soloveitchik, that the pshat is like this. If a person by eating in sukkah is going to be very uncomfortable, if he's not feeling well, so whether he eats in the sukkah, he eats at home, he's not going to be well. So he's chayv in sukkah. But if he doesn't feel well because of the sukkah, and if he eats in the house, he'll feel better. So then if it's tyrus, put him in on sukkah. So let's say if a person, a little baby, will be sleeping in the sukkah and wake up in the middle of the night and will start crying, mommy, mommy. So if he'll, sometimes older boys, sometimes children don't grow up, So even the Gemara says sometimes an older person will also cry, mommy, mommy. But after crying, mommy, mommy, a few minutes, he'll go back to sleep. He'll take care of himself. But if the baby is so young, he's not going to go back to sleep. He's going to call. He's going to be crying for his mommy, and he's not going to go back to sleep. So if he would have been an adult, he would have been potam and asukah because the mother's not there. So even if he's a child, he can't be silol hod. He's not chayiv in sukkah. The only time his din of chinuch is if you have all the conditions met, if he would have been bar mitzvah, he would have been mechuyev. So even though he's not bar mitzvah, he's mechuyev by the rabbanim mitam chinuch. But if he's a mitzdayer, he's going to cry, mommy, mommy. He's not going to go back to sleep. So if he would have been an adult, he would have been potam and asukin. So now that he's a cotton, he's also potam and asukin. So the same thing, chiyev sukkah, the same thing is at what age the opening mishnah in Chagigah present such a machlekes b'sham and b'sil. At what age is the din of chinuch for ketanim to be oil regal? So b'sham hold when the child is able to sit on the father's shoulders, the father will walk up to Har HaBayis and the father will bring the child into the azar. B'sil will say no, only if the child is old enough to hold on to the father's hand and the child can walk up to the Har HaBayis. If he can walk up on his own, it's avadiga, but even if he needs a little assistance, that the father has to hold his hand. But if he can't walk on his own, he has to go on the father's shoulders, then the adult wouldn't, there's no kiyam mitzvah. There's only a din of chinuch if there'll be a kiyam, if he's mekayim the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, let's say a person is a chigur. A person can't walk on his own. And you have to drive him up to the Har HaBayis. So he's not, the simple reading in the Gemara is that you're not yotzei the mitzvah. Only yotzei the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel, if you walk by foot. If they drive you up, you're not yotzei. And that's why b'shilul say, just like by the sukkah, the cotton is mechuyav until he's higil l'chinuch. What age is higil l'chinuch? Whenever you're able to fulfill the mitzvah b'shilei musa. Like it says, cotton ha'yideh l'naneya. Ovi v'lakech lo'i dalad minim. Why cotton ha'yideh l'naneya? Ninua is not Niakiv. The Gemara says in Sukkah, Mira Agbe Nofik Be. Once he picks up the Dalaminim, he's Yetze, the mitzvah of Dalaminim, even if he doesn't do the Nanuim. But it would appear from the Gemara that it's a Lachatchila Deraisa. It's not just the Takana Raman, it's a Lachatchila Deraisa. The mitzvah is only Bishle Musa if you do the Nanuim. The Mishnah says, what's the minimum size of Hadassim and Arabis, Gimel Tvachim. What's the minimum size of a lulav? 4 Tvachim. Why? You need an extra tefach, Kedela Naneabo. But then, so the Mefarshim point out that Inua is not Miyaka, but you see it's a Lachatchila Deraisa. So when the child is Katna, Hedela Nanea, let's say when the children are very young, the lulav is very heavy. I remember my children, when they were little, they wanted to shake a lulav. They couldn't even pick it up. The lulav was so heavy. So they needed me to help them pick it up. So strictly speaking, they're not mechuyev. There's no din of chinuch when they're not able to do the mitzvah on their own. So even though the inua is not miyakeh, but the din of chinuch only begins when the katan is yedele naneh, when he's able to do the mitzvah bishleimusa. So the same as by chinuch, by lulav, katan hedele naneh, same as by sukkah, if only chayv in sukkah, if he won't be a mitztayer. If he's going to cry in is going to cry in the middle of the night, mommy, mommy, he's going to keep on crying. So if he would have been an adult, he would have been potter, because I'm a star, is potter, and it's not the issue he came to do. He's not able to fulfill the mitzvah. So the same as a chigger. A chigger, if a person can't walk on his own and he needs someone else to take him up to the rabbi, so the Gemara says, not mechuyev. So the Gemara says, what if on the first day of Yantav the person was a chigger and then he was nispashet? The leg got better, and now in the end of Yantav he is able to walk up to the Azar. So if you hold Kula Tashlom and Derishan, the fundamental machlek is satanayim, the fact that you can fulfill the mitzvah of Aliyah LeRegel later and bring the Oil Sriya later on Yantav. If it's all Tashlom and Derishan, so Gemara says since he was a chigra on the first day, he was putter. It's interesting. Why is he putter? I would have thought, Ernest Achman at Patre, let's say Pesach Sheni is a machlokes atanaim. Whether bringing Pesach Sheni is Tashlum and a Pesach Rishon, a regal bifnei atzma, a my nafkemina. So the Gemara has the two nafkeminas, the cotton shehigdal ben Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, and the Gershon is Gaier ben time. So if it's a Tashlum and for Pesach, we paskin is not Tashlum. We paskin even a cotton shehigdal ben time, and Gershon is Gaier ben time is muhiv to bring Pesach Sheni. But according to machlokes Rebbe Reb Nosson. But according to the other Tanar Reb Nosson, that is Tashlum and the Rishon, so if he wasn't Mukhiv on the first day, he can't become Mukhiv later. It's the Kiyum. Tashlum means that it's a Kiyum now, but the Chiyuv has to have been Chal on Pesach Rishon. So we paskin. So I understand, Anochri is not Mukhiv and a Kotna is not Mukhiv. But if the person is a Chigger, he's not able to walk. L'chayra, that's an Oynes. Oynes means he's Pata. Oynes Achmona Patra means you're not mechuyev to do the mitzvah, or means you're Pata from an Oynes. The Bezen Shalmaila will not punish you for not fulfilling the mitzvah because you were honest. Achmona Patra, you don't get punished for it. But it means you're Pata, you're not a Bar Chiyuvin. There's no Tashlomin either. That's very surprising. Rabbi Chon Wasserman has an essay where he points out that Mishnah says, M'sochim, next to the last parak of M'sochim, Mishoya Tomei has all the dinim of Pesach Sheni. So it says there, B'Ferish and the Mishnah, even if the person was onus on Pesach Rishon, let's say the British put him in prison, whatever, and he couldn't eat the Korban Pesach, he couldn't get to Yerushalayim, and even if he was onus on Pesach Rishon, he brings Pesach Sheni. So Rabbi Hanan points out, why didn't the Gemara explain that the Mishnah only goes like the Shita that Pesach Sheni is regled b'fnei atzmai? But if it's Tashlum and the Rishon, so Oynes Rachmana Patre, so if he was honest, he was never Mechuyev in the first place, not Mechuyev in the first place. So there shouldn't be any Tashlumin. So the Gemara never says that. The Gemara never says that the Mishnah goes, that the Mishnah that says if he was honest on Rishon only goes the way we paskan that Pesach Sheni is a regular Bifnei Atzma. And if he would have held like Rav Nosson, that is Tashlum and the Rishon, he was Potter. So you see, it's even according to Rav Nosson, even if you hold Pesach Sheni is Tashlumin, still Anus, you don't say he's not Mechuyev at all. He's Mechuyev. So why is Chigger? Why is a Chigger considered a Lab Bar Chiyuve? The Gemara says Chigger b'Yom Rishon is Pasha b'Yom Sheni, the first daf in Chagiga. That case depends on the Machlokes, whether Kula Tashlum and the Rishon or Kula Tashlum and Zel is there. So you have to say that if his owner is Begufo, if the British locked me up in prison at Tel Aviv and I just can't get to Yerushalayim, that's Oynes me Bachutz. Someone locked up, someone tied me up. I couldn't get to Yerushalayim. But if the owner is Begufi, I'm a chigger. My body is unable. Let's say a person is missing an arm. So he's not Mechuyev in Tefillin Shel Yom. So means you're not mechuyev in tefillin shel yad, or it means you're anos, you're mechuyev and you can't fulfill the mitzvah. So I think there are rise from the Gemara that if he doesn't have an arm, he's not mechuyev at all. He doesn't have an arm to put it on, so the chol chiv doesn't get off the ground. So here also, if he's a chigger, if he's physically unable to, not because there are roadblocks and the police are not letting me get to Yerushalayim, I can't physically do the mitzvah, so then there's no chiv at all in the first place. So again, so there's a machlokes in the Gemara where the kula tashlom and l'rishon. That's how we paskin. We paskin Pesach she'eni is a regel b'fnei atzmo. So if a kotn shehigdol or a ger she'en is gar ben tayim, he will be obligated to bring this machlokes Rebbe Reb Nosson. We paskin like Rebbe. Halachik Rebbe mechavei rov, v'lo mechavei rov. So we paskin like Rebbe that that the kotn shehigdol or a ger she'en is gar ben Pesach rishon, the Pesach she'eni is mechuyev to bring Pesach she'eni. But it's not tashlom in the rishon. But as far as bringing the oilas ria later in yantiv, there we assume that it is tashlum in the rishon. Whoever was part on the first day is not mechuyev later. So I'm just wondering, what would the din be if we would have had, we paskin kula tashlum in the rishon. What would the din be if you hold the other way? If you are kula tashlum in zelazah, it's not that the chiyuv is on the first day and the kiyum is later. When I bring the Shalmi Chagiga later, or Lusriya later, I'm Yetzid, the Machayv was Chal on the first day, and the Kiyam is later. What if you would have held that Kula Tashlum and Zelaz, and if he's a Gershon, his God, Demtza, he would be Mechuyim? What would you say on Shmini Atzeres also like that? Shmini Atzeres is part of Sukkis? Or do you say, no, that's for sure Tashlum. The only time there's a machlek is for the kula tashlum and zelazah kula tashlum and l'rishayin. That's from the first day sukkis tal hoshana rabba. But shmini atzeres is a regel bifnei atzma. So that for sure, that's not kula tashlum and zelazah. The mechayv is not chal all 8 days. Mechayv is chal only 7 days. Sukkis ends on hoshana rabba. Or do you say no? Sukkis doesn't end on hoshana rabba. The last day, not only aloshem bnei adam is it called sukkis. And Aloha also, maybe 8 days are Sukkos. Whenever Hashanah Rabbe, Kedushas Hashanah Rabbe superimposed on top of Kedushas Sukkot, then the din is Sukkos, then din is that you don't sit in Sukkot. And that's why we mentioned, the Taz says, even if you mekabel Kedusha, if you moisim mechol ha-kodesh, you mekabel Shmini Atzeres early, after Pagam Mincha on Hashanah Rabbe, it could be that you potter from Sukkot. Aye, but it's still Sukkos. Shmini Atzeres is also Sukkos. But whenever you have Shmini Atzeres superimposed on top of Sukkot, so that's a dinner. You don't sit in Sukkot. So even if you mekabel Yontif early, if you hold to such a concept on the level of the Raisa as Tosefes Yontif, the Rambam seems to hold that there's no such thing. There's no chiyuv to be Moisim Mechol al HaKodesh. That's later on Gemara Daf Tes, Din of Tosefes, Moisim Mechol al HaKodesh. So the Rambam seems to hold, that's our most achren. The Rambam seems to hold, not only is there's only a chiyuv to Moisim Mechol al HaKodesh, for Yom Kippur, and the Tchilas of the Sofa, to be a Kabbal Kedushas Yom Kippur early, and to extend it later after it's over. So the Rambam only has it Yom Kippur, and Shabbos Yom Tovi doesn't have it all. So some Achrayim say, you're not Mechuyiv to, but if you're Moisev, it's Chal Min HaTorah. Others say, you're not Mechuyiv to, but and it's not Chal Min HaTorah, but it's Chal Min HaRabbanan. And most of the Achrayim say, no, you're not Mechuyiv to, and even if you are Moisiv, according to Ram, it's not Chalmen HaTorah, it's not Chalmen, the Rabban just doesn't exist. It's not Tosefes at all. It's not Tosefes at all. But the Taz is working on the assumption that if you're Moisiv, Mechoel al HaKadosh, you did Tosefes on late in the afternoon on Hashanah Rabbi, in the Kabbal Kedushas HaYom of Shmini Atzeres, so it's Chalmen HaTorah, Moisiv, Mechoel al HaKadosh, at least it's chal. Maybe you're not mechuyev to, but he holds that it's chal. And once the day has both kedushas sukkos and kedushas shmini atzeres, that patters you from sitting in the sukkah. So the shaila is, that's really a big question, whether on the level of their isa, it's 8 days sukkos, and the last day is both sukkos and shmini atzeres, superimposed on top of sukkos. Oh no, Sukkos is over on Hashanah Rabbah. Let's say the Gemara said, in order to violate Bal Tosif, in order to violate Bal Tiacher, You have to have Shalosh Golem. So let's say according to the Tanur Reb Shimon, it has to be Shalosh Golem Kesidron Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. So when does Sukkos end? When do you violate Shabbat Pesach? When Hashanah Rabbah comes to an end? Or when Shemini Atzeres come to an end? Or let's say we don't hold like Reb Shimon, we hold Shalosh Golem. But let's say it happens. I took the Neder before Pesach. As Mafresh the Korban before Pesach. So then it's going to be Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. So when is Sukkos over? Is Sukkos over when Hashanah Rabbah comes to an end? Or Sukkos over when Shemini Atzeres comes to an end? On the level of their eyesight. So if I'm not mistaken, I don't have all the swarm here. I seem to remember the Divrei Yecheskel. Divrei Yecheskel, Rabbi Yecheskel Borstein was a Rosh Yeshiva, I think, in Slabodka in Europe. So he has an essay. He shows that this is a Machlokes HaRishonim. On the level of their eyesight. When do you violate Baal Pi Acher? At the end of Hoshanah Rabbah? Or do you say no? Shemini Atzeres is part of Sukkos. It's Shemini Atzeres is superimposed on top of Sukkos. That's a fundamental machlokes of Hashanah. If I'm not mistaken, I think there's also a Meiri. I don't think the Divrei Yecheskel quotes it. The din is that a korban, when you bring korbanos, it's a malacha. There are 39 malachas on Shabbos. So one malacha is shechita, a sheche. So shech korbanos is a malacha. Then there's a malacha of havara, not only to make a fire, if the fire is there, you throw something in to burn it. So if you cause something to catch flame, that's a malacha of havara. So let's say you bring a korban on Shabbos, a yontif, and then you put the chalev into the fire, the emurim, and the emurim burn. So that's a malach of havara. So you're not allowed to eat. So to meet him in the sofim, you bring on Shabbos and on yontif. The nedarim and the dabbas, you're not allowed to bring. Why? Because it's a malach. You're not allowed to be mechal. So how come to meet him in the sofim, mamutar? So Gemara said, learns out from psukim that whenever you have a korban, shizmana kavua, so that's Decha Shabbos and Decha Tuma, the same thing. It doesn't really depend on Korban Tzibur versus Korban Yochan. Mishnahs always say, Tuma is Mutta B'Tzibur. So there's a Mishnah in Tmura, I think, in the second parak, where Reb Meir says, they don't disagree with Reb Meir. It's a true comment. Reb Meir says, it's a misnomer when we say Korban Tzibur is Decha Tuma. It doesn't really depend on Tzibur versus Yochan. It depends on Zmanu Kavua versus Ein Zmanu Kavua. Ruba de Ruba, 99% of all the korbanos yachid are not zmanam kavua. Once in a while, you have a korban which is zmanam kavua. Let's say chavita kain gadol. Kain gadol has to bring every single day of the year chavita and minchas chavit. That's a korban yachid. He pays for it. Korban tzibur is purchased from achtza shekel money. The chavita kain gadol has to pay for it. So that's a korban yachid. But it's derche Shabbos and it's derche Yom Kippur and it's derche Yontif because it's a korban which is zmanam kavua. If you don't bring it today, over yom a bottle korbana. And the same thing, Parkein Gadol on Yom Kippur. You have most of the Karbonis, our Karbonis Tzibur, purchased with the Machta Shekel money. And the Parkein Gadol, Parachatas Hashaloi. Hashaloi means he pays for it. He's the Bala Korban, and he has to pay for it. So that's a Korban Yochid. But it's Doiche Shabbos, and it's Doiche Yom Kippur, because the Korban Shazmana Kavua is Doiche Shabbos. The same thing, Doiche Yom Tif, also it has to be Zmana Kavua. But the definition of Zman HaKavua is not the same for Yontav as it is for Shabbos. Shabbos, in order to be allowed to bring a korban on Shabbos, you bring Tmidim Umasof and Chavita Kain Gadol, Par Kain Gadol on Yom Kippur, you bring Chavita Kain Gadol, bring every day of the year, but Par Kain Gadol is on Yom Kippur. Zman HaKavua, for the purposes of being Dech Shabbos, has to be over Yom HaBotel Korbana. You have to bring it this day. If you don't bring it this day, you lost your opportunity to bring the korban. So that's the definition of Zman HaKavua to be Decha Shabbos. To be Decha Yontif, you don't need that it should be Ava Yom HaBotel Korbana. Let's say you want to bring an Oilas Riyah on Yontif. So that's a machlok, it's Bisham and Bisul. So Bisham is opinion, Oilo, there's no Echol Nefesh. You burn the whole thing on the Mizbeach. And so you really shouldn't, Bisham hold, you're not allowed to be Makrav Oilas Riyah on Yontif. You have to wait till Chalamot. He can never be an Oilas Riyah on Yontif. Beishama happened, they don't believe in the din of Mitoich. Mitoich Shehud L'Tzarach Yom Tzaz, they don't believe in Mitoich. That Beisil holds from Mitoich. Beishama don't believe. Even according to Beisil, who believe in Mitoich, but you can't be Makriv, you wouldn't be allowed to be Makriv in Oilas Riyah on Yontif because of Mitoich. Since I'm allowed to shecht the tzarech al chanefesh, if I'm hungry, so I'm allowed to shecht in order to fulfill a mitzvah today, the mitzvah of Oilas Riyah. No, the pasuk hu levad yasa lachem lachem lo lagavoya. So you shouldn't even Basil should agree that you should not have been allowed to be makir the olas riya on the first day yontif, but Basil hold that you are allowed to. Why? So the Gemara explains because that's called zmana kavua. I bet you have tashlum and kol shiva. You don't have to bring the olas riya today. You can bring it the next 6 days. So the Gemara says the definition of zmana kavua is different for Shabbos and for yontif. On Shabbos, in order to be a korban shizmana kavua, doesn't matter whether the carbon, yachli carbon tzibra. Ruba de ruba of the carbon is tzibra zman and kavua. Once in a long while you have a carbon tzibra that's not zman and kavua. So then it's takana decha Shabbos and not decha tumah. Let's say a parhavan dovish of tzibra. Siri avoid zara. It could be that it never happened in the history of the world. On the books, there's a din in the chumash, a parhavan dovish of tzibra. If the Bez Nagar made a mistake in Psak and 51% of the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael violated in Issa Kuris, because in the mistake of Saka, the Bez Nagadol, then the Bez Nagadol has to bring a parhalam to Rabbi Shitzim. So they bring it whenever they have a chance. There's no specific date when you have to bring it. So that's a Korban Tzibur, She'ain Zmana Kavua. We don't know if there ever was in the history of the world a parhalam to Rabbi Shitzim. Did it ever happen that the Bez Nagadol made a mistake and 51% of the population and it's all violated these? We don't know. But on the books, there is such a din. So that's what Rav Meir says in the Mishnah in the second parak in Temura. That this din, the tumah is muta b'tzibur and it's dechel Shabbos, carbon tzibur, dechel Shabbos, doesn't really depend on yochid versus tzibur. It depends on carbon shezman kavur versus carbon shein zman kavur. So that the purposes of being dechel Shabbos, the definition of zman kavur means of a yom or bottle carbon. You have to bring it today. If you don't bring it today, you lost your chance. So, but olas riya, let's say the first day Pesach or the first day Sukkot turns out to be Shabbos. So it's not dechel Shabbos. Because it's not Oba Yom Batul Kabbalah, I can bring it tomorrow. But we pass like Basil, it is Decha Yontav. Why? Because the definition of Zmana Kavua for the purposes of being Decha Yontav is a slightly different definition. It doesn't depend on Oba Yom, it depends Oba Zmana Batul Kabbalah. If it has a restricted time period, then it's called the Korban Shel Zmana Kavua. Then it's Decha Shabbos and Decha Tumah. Then it's Decha Yontav. Then it's Decha Yontav. Then it's Decha Yantav. Yeah, to be Decha Yantav, you don't need Ova Yomo, you just need Ova Zmano. So the Oilas Riya, you can only bring it for 7 days. After the 7 days are up, you can't bring it. So it's not going to be Decha Shabbos, because it's not Ova Yomo, but it'll be Decha Yantav, because Ova Zmano, Batal Karbana. So the Shabbos is like this. The Divrei Yecheskel quoted in Machlokes HaRishonim. Let's say, when do you violate Baal Te'achem? Do you say, Sukkot is over at the end of Hoshana Rabbah? Do you say, no, Sukkot is over at the end of Shmini Atzeres? So the Meiri has the following din. I think it's a Meiri Chagiga. Meiri has the following Chiddush din. I don't know if anybody would agree. Meiri always has something off, a little strange. So the Meiri has the following Chiddush din. A person was Makdish HaKorban before Pesach, and it went by Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, and Hoshana Rabbah came to an end already. And if he doesn't, and he held you only violate Baal Te'acher if you waited till the end of the whole Sukkot, that's the Gemara in the next daf. Shalosh Shigolim, the whole regal. In the middle of the regal, you don't violate Baal Te'acher yet. Only in the whole regal is when is the regal over? So the Meir holds not over till Shmini Atzeres is over. So the guy wakes up. He was mafresh the korban. He took the neder before Pesach and tzeves shalosh regalim. The last chance to bring the korban, he took a neder. So darim and adavos are not derech yontif. But if he's not going to bring the korban today on Shmini Atzeres, he'll be on violation of Baal Te'acher. So he said that's called korban shezman kavua. So it's derech yontif. Because if he doesn't bring it today, l'chari should even be derech Shabbos. And ma'ava yoma batal korban. I don't know, ava yoma. To be Decha Shabbos, you have to have Ova Yomo, Batul Karbana. The Karban will not be acceptable. Yeah, the Karban will be acceptable. At Dharma and Dharma, it will be acceptable after you just it'll violate the Baal Te'achar. But to be Decha Yantav, you don't need Ova, you don't need that definition, the strict definition. Ova Yomo, Batul Karbana. Ova Zmana, Batul Karbana. So to be Decha Yantav, he says, it would be Decha Yantav. That's a Chiddush. That's called the. That's Decha Yantav because of Zmana Batul Karbana, because of his negligence because he waited a whole year. And now it is the last chance to avoid violation of Balti Acher is that he should bring the korban on Shmini Atzeres. That's the chiddush of the Meiri. Very big chiddush. The Gemara has this machlokes in whether Pesach Sheni is a regel bifnei atznoi or it's a tashlum and the rishon. In different mesichtes, the Gemara brings it up, and we pass on halacha that Pesach Sheni is a regel bifnei atznoi. That even if he was a kotten shehigdo ben Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, or even a gershon is gar in time, you don't need that the chiyuv was chal on Pesach Rishon yudal in nissen. Pesach Sheni, whoever didn't bring Pesach Rishon, b'chayiv to bring Pesach Sheni. The Netziv has a commentary on the Sifrei. So on the Sifrei, where do you have the din of the Korban Pesach and Bahaloischa, I think on Parshas Bahaloischa. So he thinks he has a diuk in the Loshon HaSifrei. He thinks that there's a third opinion, a compromised opinion, whether about bringing a korban on Pesach Sheni, if you want Mechuyev to bring a Pesach Rishon. So he suggests that there should be a third opinion, that a Gershon is Gar Ben Tayim, would not be Mechuyev to bring Pesach Sheni, because Pesach Sheni is Tashlum and L'Rishon. But a Kotten Shehigdol, he was Jewish on Pesach Rishon. The only thing was, it was Allah Bar Das, Cheret HaTivikot Allah Ben Das, but he did have a Kedushas Yisrael. So he thinks that the Sifrei has a third Shita, that the Gershon is Gaya would not be Mechuyev to bring Pesach Sheni because it's Tashlum in the region. But Kotan Shehigdal would be Mechuyev. This, he doesn't say it, but the Pashto says it is probably based on the Maharam Rutenberg. In the Rush was a Talmud of the Maharam Rutenberg. So the very last page in the Rush, Maseches Moed Kotan, the third parak of Moed Katan has three problems. So the first two problems talk about Malachas Chalmoid. The third parak has a little bit about Malachas Chalmoid, but mainly about all laws of Avelis. So the Rosh on the very last page in Moed Katan has the following discussion. In the days of the Geonim, there was a machloikis. There is a din of chinuch on children, chinuch midirabban. You have to be mechanuch the child to be oyla regal. If he's able, the father can hold his hand. Walk, we pass like this. Cottons, your daily and an elf, father has to buy him a lulav, habib lakech lo lulav. If the child is able to eat a kazayis of matzah, able to eat the korban pesach, whenever he's able to do the mitzvah, bishlei musa, so the father's mechayv to be mechanachim. Is there a din? There's a din of chinuch, our mitzvahs, the raisa, and our mitzvahs, the rabbanon, even our minhagim. The Gemara in Gittin talks about Petrop Shal Yisaimim buying Hoshinus for the Yisaimim. Hoshinus, the Gemara says, is on Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshinus is only a minig nevim. And still there's a din of chinuch even on Menhagim. So in the days of the Goyim, there was a big machlokes. Is there a din of chinuch on Avelos? A relative died and the child is not yet bar mitzvah. That is, his brother died. And the kid, a little kid, he doesn't fully understand what it means that his brother died. It's what they cry about, but he likes to play ball, he likes to go to school, whatever. He doesn't want to sit shiva. If he wants to sit and cry, so you don't force him to go to yeshiva. Let's say he wants to go play with his friends, he wants to go to yeshiva. So is there a din of chinuch on Avela? So it's a machloikis and the goyim. The psak ha-mekubal and Shulchan Aruch is that there's no din of chinuch on Avela. It's a question, why? So Moshe has a tshuva about that. He discusses different suggestions. So some say the whole idea of chinuch is he training now so that later he'll be able to fulfill the mitzvah. So his brother died, so the brother's not going to die again. So what are you going to say? You mechanech him now. The brother died once, he's not going to die again. Others say that he's allowed by das, the ikir of Avelis is belave, he should understand. So Kotan is a lot, but not, whatever, we're not sure exactly what the reason is, but that's the din. We pass on that there's no chinuch on Avelis. So what's the din in the following case? A child is a Kotan, and his parent died, let's say a parent died, and the child, so he doesn't observe Avelis. He wants to go to school. We encourage him to go to school. But then he becomes bar mitzvah within 30 days after the death of the father. So the Gemara says the laws of Avelus only begin after Yediyas Avelus. You have to know that the relative died. Let's say I'm a doctor and I made up I'm driving someone to the to a wedding tonight, and I just left the hospital. His father just died in the hospital. So am I allowed to pick him up and take him to the wedding and dance with him, or is that lifnei v'lasitei michshol? Because he's an Avelus now, he's an Aninus now. So strictly speaking, I'm not mechuyev to tell him. If I don't tell him, because Mani doesn't know that his relative died, he's not obligated to observe Avelus. Is it din of Shmuel Kreiva and is it din of Shmuel Rechoika? Shmuel Kreiva means if he finds out about the death of the relative within 30 days of the death of the relative. Shmuel Rechoika means he only finds out about the death of the relative after 30 days went by. So the Gemara learns that from Sukkim, that Shmuel Kreiva, if he finds out about the death of the relative early on, within 30 days, and he observes Shiva Shloshim. And if he finds out after Shloshim, he finds out about the death of the relative, Shmuel Rechoika, and in the Hegas Aliyah Mechad Bilvat. You only observe Avelus one day, and that one day Avelus, he can chisel off by saying Mitzvah Sayyam Kekula. Just takes off his shoes for 10 minutes, and that's it. He's Yotze with Mitzvah Sayyam Kekula. And it says in the Shulchan Aruch, even Balayla, usually we only say Mitzvah Sayyam Kekula the morning of Shiva, the morning of Shloshim. And here it says, Beferish in the Shulchan Aruch, that's a machlokes, where they say Mitzvah Sayyam Kekula only by Yom, or even by Laila, and the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch is that you only say by Yom. But over here it says, by Shmuel Rechoika, he finds out after Shloshim, so it's only if he finds out at night, he takes off his shoes at night for 10 minutes, and shine, and then he can take a bath, because it makes the same kukula even by Laila. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So the Rush, at the end of the last page of my cotton quotes, the Maharam Rutenberg, what if the cotton was Higdil, he becomes bar mitzvah within 30 days of the death of the father? Do you say, now it's a Shmuel Kreiva, because Mani was a cotton, is no chinuch and avelus, he didn't observe any avelus. But now that he's Higdil, now he becomes bar mitzvah within 30 days, and now he hears, now he understands that his father died. Now he becomes mechuyev to sit shiva. So now he has to observe 7 days of shiva. The family, rest of the family, those who are after bar mitzvah already, the older siblings and the mother, they sat shiva 3 weeks ago, 3.5 weeks ago. But he just became bar mitzvah at the end of the shloshim, so now he has to sit shiva. Now it's a shmua kreva. He sits shiva and then he observes shloshim. Everybody else already finishing the shloshim. He's just going to be beginning the shiva and the shloshim. So the Maram Rutmerk says like that, if the cotton is higdil, toch shloshim yom, then it's called the Shmuel Kreiva, and then he's obligated to observe Shiva and Shloshim. And he brings a raya from the Gemara. The question is, the Rosh disagrees with the Maharam Rutenberg. The Rosh says his Rebbe passed away. Maharam Rutenberg passed away, ready? He says it's not fair to fight with the Rebbe after he died. If the Rebbe would be alive, he would devour me. Let's say I'm going to pick a fight with the lion. So if the lion is alive, he'll eat me up alive. If the lion is dead, of course I'm going to win the fight. So he says, it's not fair to fight with the lion after the lion died. My Rebbe was a Talmud of the Maharam Rutenberg. So he said, it's not fair to disagree with the Maharam Rutenberg after he died. But if he would be alive, he would rip me to pieces. But he says, Torah he doesn't understand what the Rebbe said. So he says, the Maharam Rutmer brings a raya to this, that even though the kid was a cotton at the time of Stimas HaGoylo, the Gemara says the Shiva Avilus begins at the time of the Gemara HaKvura. That's how we learn, Stimas HaGoylo. Rashi learns Stimas HaGoylo means the girl of the Doifik is the lid on the coffin and the walls on the side of the box of the coffin. So when you put the dead body into the coffin, you put the lid on, Rashi learned that's when the Avelus begins. That's when the Shiva begins. Stimas HaGoylo. And we don't accept Rashi's opinion. We learn like this. Stimas HaGoylo, the girl of the Dufin means the Matseva and the stone of the Matseva and the two stones that hold up the stone of the Matseva. That in the days of the Gemara, the common practice was that the same day that they buried the person, they would put up a matzeva the same day. So that's the Gemara of the Kvura. When they fill in all of the earth in the cavity, they put the person 6 feet under, and then you fill up the cavity, and then you put a matzeva. If you don't put a matzeva, I'm meaning as you put a matzeva towards the end of the first year, or after the first year is over, whatever, and Eretz Yisrael, put out the matzeva after Shloshim right away. So if you don't, so then the Gemara HaKfur is when they fill up the whole cavity. Whenever the Gemara HaKfur is, that's called the steam misagdal. Or let's say if someone dies over here, and they're flying the body to bury in Eretz Yisrael. So the relatives here were metapal and they were misasik and nikfura. They did whatever they could until they bring the body to the airport or whatever. They're going to travel by a wagon. So then when they leave, so the kroivim over here start observing avelis because that's the gmar, ahisaskus, and nikfura. The kroivim here finished all that they want to do with respect to the kfura. So that's when the avelis begins. So the Maharam Rutenberg is bothered with a question. The kid was a cotton when the Stimus HaGadol occurred. So how does he become a chiyuv later? That's why the Rosh disagrees with the Maharam. He says the kid was a cotton and there's no chiyuv chinach and avela. So at the time of the Mechayev, the Stimus HaGadol, he was a lab by chiyuvah. So how does he become a chiyuv later to observe avelas? So the Maharam Rutenberg brings a raya from the Gemara in Yevamos and the Lamed. And Lama Gimel, Lama Dala, the Gemara says there, a child becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of Shabbos. How is that possible? What do you mean a child becomes? Let's say Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar. So the Gemara says you become bar mitzvah, you need shonim v'simonim. In order to be bar mitzvah, you have to be yugimel shonim v'yamechod. And you have to have shtei sairis and the eva ho'erva. So let's say Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar. So 13 years later, on Vav Adar, that's called shonim. That's yugimel shonim is finished. At the end, he was born on Zayin Adar, so the last day of the year is Vav Adar. And when it comes Zayin Adar of the 14th year, that's Yom Echad. That's the Yom Echad. The Mishlam Melech points out that a lot of people misunderstand. Rav Soloveitchikov used to talk about that. People think that Yud Gimel Shani Yom Echad, Moshe Rabbeinu is born on Zayin Adar, he became Bar Mitzvah 13 years later on Ches Adar. So that's a mistake. Zayin Adar is the Yom Echad. Vav Adar is Yud Gimel Shani. The end of the 13th year. And Zayin Adar means a boy becomes bar mitzvah the first day of the 14th year. The girl becomes bas mitzvah the first day of the 13th year. But that's not enough. You have to have shtei sairis. So let's say the shtei sairis didn't grow till the middle of Shabbos. Shabbos afternoon, the sairis grow and it long and highly improbable, highly unlikely. But the sairis, there's a minimum length they have to have. Kedei loch of rosh and ikor. So Shabbos, when Shabbos entered, this shtei sairis were not long enough. And then Shabbos afternoon, they get longer. So the Gemara says, up until that point of Shabbos afternoon, the child is a katan. It becomes by mitzvah in the middle of Shabbos. So what if the child was mechalel Shabbos, b'shoigeg, would he be chayv chatas? So if he's mechalel Shabbos, the first half of Shabbos, he was only b'chayv mederabbanim, mitam chinuch. So b'chayv mederabbanim, mitam chinuch, he don't bring a chatas. But if he's Mechal Shabbos, in the latter part of Shabbos, he became a God on Shabbos, he's Mechiv to observe Shabbos from the Torah, he's Mechal Shabbos, then it's Chayv Chata. So the Maharam Rutenberg asks why he's assuming that the Mechayev to observe Shabbos is the Ben Hashmashes of Tchila Shabbos. The Knesset of Shabbos is Mechayev. There was a great Goyen who was known as the Kozhaglava Goyen. Kozhaglava is some village in Galicia, I think. And he was the rabbi there before the First World War. Then the First World War, the whole village was destroyed. So then later, when Rav Meryl Shapiro founded the Lublini Yeshiva, he invited the Kozhaglava Goyen to be the Rosh Yeshiva. He gave the Hashir in the Lublini Yeshiva. So this Kozhaglava Goyen was a Talmud by the Avnei Nezer. So in his sefer, Shadah Shechulis, Lomda Shechulis. So he quotes, there was a machlekes between the Sochachover Rebbe and the Chechenover Rebbe. He said, the Sochachover Rebbe, that was his Rebbe. Avnei Nezer had a machlekes on the level of their Isa. What is Mechayev to observe Shabbos? So the Sochachover, the Avnei Nezer held, the Knesset Hayayim of experiencing Ben Hashmashas of Tchilas HaShabbos on the level of the Reis is the Mechayev to observe Shabbos. And the Chechenover Rebbe held, no, Chechenover Rebbe is the one who wrote, he put out a sefer, a siddur, a very good siddur, I forgot the name. Pris Avram, something I forgot. It's supposed to be a very good siddur. My father liked it. very lamdisha siddur. So the Chachan of a Rebbe held, no, every minute of Shabbos has a Kedusha Sayyam. Every minute, Asas B'Malocha. So the Kajalava points out that this machlokes between his Rebbe, Davdei Nezer, the Sochet Shabbat, and the Chachan of a Rebbe is a Mefurish machlokes, the Rosh and the Maram Ritmer. The Maram Ritmer held that on the level of the Reis, the Mechayiv of Shabbos is the Ben Hashmoshes of Tchilas Hayoyim. Soloveitchik used to say over this part, he liked this part, that we have dinim de rabbanan, migudis katzoy le ben hashmoshes, it's katzoy le kul yom. The klolam amukta determined by ben hashmoshes. And not only lechumra, migudis katzoy, Shabbos hol behutru hutru lekula also. Whatever was not mukta b'tchilas hayayim, in certain cases, cannot become, if it didn't change, but it didn't change, cannot become mukta in the middle of the day. If Shabbos hol behutru hutru, or let's say hol behutru hutru, if you have a Rishus HaYochid, on the level of the Raisa, this doesn't exist, a Rishus HaYochid with an Issa Tiltal. On the level of the Raisa, there is no such thing as the Rishus HaYochid is mukta to carry. But Shlomo HaMelech made a takana that you need a Ruv v'chatzeres. If you have an apartment building, and Reuben's family lives in this apartment, Shimon's family lives in that apartment, and the hallways can be used by everybody, so then you need an Ruv v'chatzeres in order to be permitted to carry in the hallways. So let's say the Ruv v'chatzeres was in place B'tchilas Hayayim, Ben Hashmoshes, and then somebody ate it up in the middle of the day. So everything depends on Ben Hashmoshes. All the dinim derabbanan. So the Avdin Ezer says, Rav Soloveitchik like that, he interpreted the Gemara's like this. He said, "Call the Tikkun Rabbanan, came the Raisa Tikkun, all these dinim derabbanan, that pattern after the din deraisa, the din deraisa is like that, that everything is established Ben Hashmoshes. Because the mechayev to observe Shabbos on the level of the Raisa is the fact that I experienced So the Maharam Rutenberg is bothered with a question. The Gemara said there in Yevamos around Lamed Dalet, Lamed Gimel or so, that a cotton shehigdel, towards the end, a cotton becomes by mitzvah. He brings the Shtei Cyrus, Shabbos afternoon at 2 o'clock. From 2 o'clock on, he's mechiv to observe Shabbos. But what's the chayv? The chayv is ben hashmashes. The chayv is ben hashmashes. He was a katan. So you see, the Maram Rutmak said, you see from that gemara, ein dicha etzel mitzvah. Even though the child was a katan, ben hashmashes, but a katan has kedushas Yisrael. So the ben hashmashes can be chayv him, the katan, avur lachas man. That's called ein dicha etzel mitzvah. The fact that the katan experienced ben hashmashes at chilos haShabbos, even though he was a Kotmer, he was a Yisrael, he was Jewish, it's Mechayiv HaMavur Le'achazman. So he said the same thing over here. The child was a Kotmer when they did Stimus HaGolel. So the Stimus HaGolel is Mechayiv HaVeilos, but it can't be Mechayiv the Kotmer B'Katnusa, but it can be Mechayiv the Kotmer Avur Le'achazman. So he says, if the child finds out within Shloshim, it'll be a Shmur Kroiva, the Mechayiv HaVeilos really is the Stimus HaGolel, but he was a Kotmer, and so it's Mechayiv HaMavur Le'achazman. And the Rosh disagrees with the Maharam. He says he doesn't understand. How did he prove anything from Shabbos? He says the Mechayiv of Shabbos, every moment of Shabbos has Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos. You're not allowed to do Malacha, not because of Ben Hashmashes of Tchilos HaShabbos. This second has Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos. So that's what the Kashuk Lava points out, that this Machloikas between his Rebbe, the Avnei Nezer, and the Shechen of a Rebbe, this was a Machloikas, Mamish Beferish, the Rosh. And the Maharam Rutenberg, the Kosher Glover has the following nafkamina. He says, a person is on a boat in the Pacific Ocean. Wherever the dateline is, there is a dateline. So wherever he's on a boat to the east of the dateline on Friday afternoon, then the boat floats west and it goes, or he's on an airplane, whatever, and the boat floats west and it goes to the other side of the dateline, and instead of being Friday afternoon, 2 o'clock, it becomes Shabbos afternoon, 2 o'clock. Is he mechuyev ben hatorah to observe the remainder of the day? So he says, according to the Rosh, every moment of Shabbos has Kedushas Hayom, so he's now experiencing 2 o'clock Shabbos afternoon, has to observe Shabbos ben hatorah. But he says, according to the Maharam Rutenberg, the mechayev of Shabbos is experiencing the Ben HaShemoshes of Knesset HaShabbos. He didn't experience. There was no Ben HaShemoshes. By him, it was Friday, 2 o'clock afternoon. Then it became Shabbos, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He never experienced the Knesset HaYom. So Rejik interpreted the big sugyas in the Gemara. He always assumed like the Avnei Nezer. He had a lot of big yisoidas in the Shurim that he picked up in Europe. He used to use the Avnei Nezer when he was younger. And in America, he didn't have it. So when he would say over in the Shurim, a lot of times he would forget that he saw it from the Avnei Nezer. Sometimes he would say it over backwards. He would say, oh, the Avnei Nezer says this, and he didn't like it. What he didn't like, that's what the Avnei Nezer didn't like about the Chalkas Yoyev. He remembered a lot of ideas from the Avnei Nezer. And sometimes he forgot to say it, B'Shem Avnei Nezer. But every so often, he had a whole shiur, step by step by step, lock, stock, and barrel from the Avnei Nezer. A lot of shiurim like that, very good shiurim. Anyway, so this is, so the Netziv has this suggestion. He claims, even though the Gemara has the Machloikas by Pesach Sheni, with his Tashlum and Lerishon Anat, and there are two Nafkaminas, the Kotten Shehigdil Ben Rishon Lesheni, and the Gershon is Gayer. But he thinks that there's a third opinion that makes a compromise. That he thinks that Sifrei only holds if it's Tashlum and Lerishon, the Gershon is Gayer, then time will be Potter. But a Kotten Shehigdil will be Chayiv, according to the Maharam Rittenberg. It should be like that. Kotten Shehigdil, because the Kotten is a Yisrael, and you can't have a Mechayiv, Abu Alach Hazman. That's exactly what the Maharam Rittenberg proved from the Gemara. Kotten Shehigdil, Be'em Tzayom, the Mechayiv is the Ben Hashmashes, and it can be Mechayiv him, Abu Alach Hazman. So the Shaila that we raise, what is the Machleika, the Dibre Cheskel quotes, it's a Machleika, it's a Rishayim. When you violate Baal Teach, you need Sholosh Regolim. So let's say the third regal is going to be Sukkah. So according to one Tana, there were five different opinions when you violate Baal Teach. So one Tana, it all depends on Sukkah. So when the Sukkah is over, Sukkah is over the end of Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, the Sukkah is over the end of Shmini Atzeret. So that's a Machleika, it's a Rishayim. So some Rishayim hold that Shmini Atzeret is really part of Sukkah. Others hold no. Sukkot is over at the end of Hashanah Rabbah. Shmini Atzeres is legamli a regel bifnei atzma, but it has tashlumen. So lechayre, the idea that we paskin like that, they're bringing the oilas ria, the last days of Yontif, we paskin kula tashlum alarishan. If you have a gershon is gayer in the middle of Chalamoid, a non-Jew converts, so he won't be mechuyev to be ola regel. Because kula tashlum l'arishim, the lechayre that machlokes by the kula tashlum l'arishim, the we pass in kula tashlum l'arishim. But even if you would hold kula tashlum zel or zeh, tashlum zel or zeh, does it end at Hashanah Rabbah, or does it end at the end of Shmini Atzeres? So that depends on this shaila. Is Shmini Atzeres the eighth day of Sukkot? In Losh and many other it is, but the Shabbat al Pidin, is it the eighth day of Sukkot? Sukkot really has 8 days. Well, you say, no, Sukkot only has 7 days, and it's a regular bifnei atzmai. So it's the idea that we don't paskin like this, kula tashlum zelazeh. But if you would have held kula tashlum zelazeh, and the Gershon is gar chalamoid would be still mechuyev to bring an oilas riyah, the end of Yantif, what if the Gershon is gar would convert an Shmini Atzeres? We're not allowed to be Megair someone on Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara says you're not allowed to be Mekabel Ager, not on Shabbos, not on Yontem. That's the question, why not? That's the question, who's violating what? The Ger is not Jewish. So, but he's not Jewish. He already had a bris mila before, but he's still a goy. So he has to be Tovel in the Mikvah presence of the Bezdin of three. So what, the Bezdin is in violation of Ein Donim, because they're convening a Bezdin, or the Bezdin is violation of the Sakan Mana, because they're making him into a ger. What, the ger is in violation of something? He's not Jewish. Other rabbi, a ger shir Shabbos is chai misa. He's not allowed to observe Shabbos, not allowed to observe Yontif. So what is the ger in violation of something? It means the bezin is in violation of something. What exactly is the bezin violation? It's a question. But the Gemara says, midi rabbanon, there's a din, you're not allowed to be in mekabel a ger, not on Shabbos and not on Yontif. But let's say before they made that din, the rabbanon. So the din used to be that you can be mekabel a ger. So let's say, a ger shen is gair on Shmini Atzeres. I would have always thought, I always used to think, for sure that's Tashlumen, Lerishon. Nobody holds Kula Tashlumen, Zel, is that till the end of Sukkot? Unless you say that Sukkot is really 8 days. Okay, there are some Rishonim who hold like that. But the way you usually say, we usually think Sukkot is only 7 days, and then Shmini Atzeres is a separate then. So Shmini Atzeres for sure is Tashlumen, Lerishon. the 7 days of Sukkot, there there's room for a machlokes. We look kula tashlumin larishon, or kula tashlumin ze lo ze. But if Shemini Atzeres is mamish a regel bifnei atzmon, so for sure it's a tashlumin of before. It's not part. If you hold that the Sukkot is over on Hoshana Rabbah. Rashi and Tosfos write on the Gemara in Sukkah that what Tosfos is quoted here in Pesach Keshev, Rashi and Tosfos write that Shemini Atzeres has a bracha bifnei atzma, regel bifnei atzma, when you daven, when you bench, and Shemini Atzeres, you don't say Yom Chag HaSukkah Hazeh, you say Yom HaShemini Chag HaAtzeres Hazeh. So the Ramah in Hilchos Shemini Atzeres writes against Rashi and Tosfos. You shouldn't say Yom HaShemini Chag HaAtzeres Hazeh, because in Biblical Hebrew, a chag only apply, the term chag only applies to a yontif where you mechayev to bring a korban chagiga, and Shemini Atzeres is not mechayev in a chagiga. So you can't say Yom HaShemini Chag HaAtzeres is not a chag. We refer to Purim as Chag Purim. We refer to Chanukah as Chag HaUrim, the holiday of the lights. We refer to Chag HaSmicha, Chag. But there's no korban chagiga. So in modern Hebrew, Chag means a holiday. But in Biblical Hebrew, the Ramah is working on the assumption that Tfilah is supposed to be in Biblical Hebrew. That's the premise of the Abu Jam. And many assume like that, not like the Nitziv, that who disagrees with the whole premise. So in Biblical Hebrew, the Ramah says you can't refer to Shemini Atzeres as a Chag, because it's not Mechayev to bring a Korban Chagiga. So he says that you should say Yom HaShemini Atzeres Hazeh. The Marshal touches it up. He says, no, you can say Yom HaShemini Atzeres HaChag Hazeh. The word Chag is referring to Sukkot. Yom HaShemini, the Atzeres of the Chag, and the Chag is Sukkot. So a lot of Hasidim, Udav Nusach Svarad, say the Nusach of the Marshal, but they pause in the wrong place. They say Yom HaShemini Atzeres HaChag Hazeh. You haven't solved the problem. Then you're in violation of the Ramah. You say Yom HaShemini Atzeres Kama. Achag Hazeh, you're referring to Shemini Atzeres is Chag. The Marshal wanted to touch it up, so he said, Yom HaShemini, pause, Atzeres Achag Hazeh, the Atzeres of Chag HaSukkos. Sukkos was a Chag. But the Ramok holds a hold that you can't refer to Shemini Atzeres as a Chag. So there's a Bir Agro. So the Bir Agro says, what's so bad? He disagrees with the Ramok. Usually the Bir Agro just gives Marmakaimus. Usually doesn't give his opinion. In the Hagdamah to the Bir Agro, the children write, the father passed away, and he left several notebooks, so I think 3 or 4 notebooks, and most of the notebooks just give Marim L'Kaimus. And then the fourth notebook was Likut, here and there. So in the Likut, he gives a Hachra, sometimes he gives his opinion, he disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch. So a lot of times in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Bir Agro, they'll say, Likut Ad Kan. This is from the fourth notebook. That's when he gives his original opinions. In Orachayim, they weren't careful, so they just put all the Bir Agro together. Anyway, so there the Bir Agro writes on that. He disagrees with the Ramah. He says, why can't you refer to Shemini Atzeres as a Chag? Chag means you bring a Korban Chagiga. Since Shemini Atzeres is still good for Tashlumin, you can bring the Chagiga that you didn't bring the first 7 days of Sukkot. You can bring it on Shemini Atzeres, so it's also a Chag. So why did the Ramah get so upset that you can't refer to Shemini Atzeres as a Chag? Why not? Since you can still bring Karbonos from Sukkot, so it is a Chag. So Rav Soloveitchik commented on the Bir Agro, if you would have said in the davening and the benching, Chag HaSukkos Hazeh, then it would be good. Okay, it's a Chag because it's a Tashlumin for Sukkot. But you don't say Chag HaSukkos Hazeh, you're saying Yom HaShemini. Chag HaTzeres Hazeh. You're referring to Shemini. So Shemini HaTzeres is not Mechai Mechagig. It's a Tashlumen for Sukkot, but it's not a Tashlumen for Shemini HaTzeres. That's the stein against the Bir Agro. The Bir Agro came to defend the old Nusach that Rashi and Tosfos had, and Rav Soloveitchik was not happy with him. Yeah, here on the top of Daf Hei Amud Aleph and Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara has this pasuk. What does the pasuk say? It puts together Chag HaPesach, Chag HaMatzah, Chag HaShavuot, and Chag HaSukkos. So why is it put together? On the last line, on Dalet Amud Aleph, Lemay Hilchos HaKasher Rachmana L'Chag HaSukkos, Lakushe lechag hamatzis, a hekish, that was just like chag hamatzis, you need lino, so too you have to stay overnight, so too you have to have lino to stay overnight on Sukkos. So Tosis asks Akasha, the top Tosis asks Akasha, the bother with discussion, this Gemara appears in a few Masichtas. Here it says it's in Yuma and Chagiga, Sukkah, a few places. So Tosis really asks Akasha, they don't really give a satisfactory answer. They quote from the Sifrei that there's a din of lina anytime anybody ever brings a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, he's supposed to stay overnight. You're not allowed to leave the Mokam HaKrov as Yerushalayim, and you're supposed to, not supposed to bring a korban and run home. You have to stay overnight. You shouldn't run out Yerushalayim. You need lina. So what do you need a pasuk that you need lina on Sukkos because of Hukash to Pesach? You're bringing Olas Riyah, Shal Michai Giga. You got to bring karbonis. So if you bring karbonis, you need lina. It's a din all year long, not only because it's Sukkos. Even if it wouldn't be Sukkos, there would be a din of lina. What is it? It's only a rasmachtem, the rabbanon, the din of lina. Whenever a person brings any korban, Tosfos quotes the Sifrei and Parshas Re'eh that you have to have lina, even if you're bringing a korban etzim, even if you're bringing a korban oaf, even if you bring a mincha. Anytime you bring any korban, you need lina. You have to stay overnight. That's a pella. Why do you need a pasuk that you need lina on Chag HaSukkos? You're going to come to Yerushalayim by the regel. You're going to bring karbanos, gimel mitzvahs, and stav yisod bal yosam the regel. You have to bring three karbanos, Riyah, Chagiga, and Simcha. Of course you need lina. So it's really a murderous kasha. The Rashba quotes the Tosfos kasha. He said, oh, Tosfos came up with the answer. But it's Tosfos mentions the answer here in the other Masechtos and Chagiga. They give the answer, but it's highly questionable. They say there is a Gemara in Zvachim, Avdaf Tzadik Vav, in the middle of the Tosfos here, and Hei Amad Aleph, it says, in the wide lines around the seventh or the ninth, the wide line says in parentheses, Zvachim Daf Tzadik Vav in base. The Tosfos says, in Zvachim Mashmak Tzash, Yotom Lina Zayn Yimei HaPesach, Kulam Chashuvim Kelayla Achas. Not like the first line. The first line in Tosfos says, Hagamas Don Lina, Lo Shiyonu B'Yerushalayim Kol Shivis Yimei HaPesach. No, overnight, that's all. Whenever you brought the Karbonis on Chalamai Pesach, say so sleep overnight, then you go home. And then when you get to the middle of the Tosfos, they say, however, B'Perek Dam Chatos and Zvachim Mashmak Tzas, that you need lina, even though you brought the korban on the first day Pesach, on the second day Chalamoid, whatever, you're supposed to stay overnight all the 7 days of Pesach. When you bring a korban, any korban in the course of the year, korban life, a korban mincha, a korban etzim, and you come, you have to stay 7 days. You just stay overnight and you go home. So that's what we learn out. If you would have said that on Sukkos, you need lina, like whenever anybody brings any korban yochin, he has to have lina, we would have said, you stay overnight, then you go home. But now that you say it's Sukkos to Pesach, so just like Pesach, you need lina all 7 days, if that's true. Tosfos says, mashmak tzas, if that's true. So that's what he said, that Sukkos also you need lina all 7 days. Yeah, where they get this idea, you need lina all 7 days? So they quote, it's a havamina. It's a halamina in the Gemara in Zvachim there. But then the Gemara comes to the Maskana, it's not true. So Tosfos says, no, part of it is not true, but this part is true. So Tosfos is suggesting, it doesn't really say it. Once you get to the Maskana in Zvachim, the Pashto says that it's Nitre. The Tosfos, in order to answer this Kasha, Tosfos came up with a Wapra of a Chiddush, that part of the Gemara was never rejected, that on Pesach you need Lina all 7 days. And that's what you're making a hekesh between Sukkos and Pesach. That Sukkos also, you treat all the 7 days as one day. So it's very questionable whether that's true on Pesach. Is it true on Pesach? The Gemara seems to reject it. They said, no, half of it was not rejected. That you need lina all 7 days, that was not rejected. But then they came up with a what of a chiddush, just like Pesach, you have to have lina all 7 days, Sukkos also. There's room to be mechalek between Pesach and Sukkos. The Gemara says that Pesach, you only say halal on the first day. And the rest of Pesach, you don't say halal. Our practice is we do say chatzi halal. So the Rambam writes that the chatzi halal that you say, chalamay Pesach and shvi shal Pesach, is only a minik. Because the Gemara says in the end of Masechus Tainus that on Shkiddush, we recite chatzi halal, that's a minik. Rav Ikla Lebovel, Rav is ready, an adult, he already had smicha from Rabbi Yudah Nasi. And they came to Bavel, and they were making mistakes right and left. They didn't know the dinam of Abbas B'chalav. They didn't know Hilcha Shabbos. They were violating a lot of things. They're Amaratzim. That's why Rav and Shmuel were both living in Eretz Yisrael. They were learning and living in Eretz Yisrael. They went back. They went to Bavel to establish yeshivas because the people were religious, but they were Amaratzim. And Rav introduced a lot of chumras in order to get the people to be more observant. So Rav came to Shul on Rosh Chodesh. They're saying hello. He said, there they go again. They don't know the ABC of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Everybody knows you don't say hello on Rosh Chodesh. So Rav is so about Sekinah. He's going to walk over and tell the chasim, you don't say hello on Rosh Chodesh. And then came in the Sabar, came in the Chazer. He saw that the Medalgi de Lugi, they skipped the half of the Perek. So he realized it's only a minute. So the Rambam seems to have understood in the Gemara that whenever you're not obligated to recite halal, then it's a nisim. Kol ha'am halal b'chol yom harizim mecharif ha'megadif. That's the Gemara in the end of Shabbos, kuf yud ches on the base. You're not allowed to say halal when you're not chuyiv to. So when you say halal amesh chodesh, since it's only a minute, you say chatzi halal. So the Rambam understood, the same is true on Pesach. When you say chatzi halal on Pesach, it must be that it's only a minute. Magen Mishnah quotes the Ramban who disagrees. The Ramban holds that halal on Yontav is deraisa. So whenever you say chatzi halal on the last days of Pesach, the Ramban holds that's midrabanan. Rosh Chodesh chatzi halal is a minig, that's a gemara. But he says the gemara never said that on the last days of Pesach it's a minig. He says the last days of Pesach it's derabanan as opposed to the first day of Pesach, that is deraisa. The Ramam can't hold like that. The Ramam holds that halal is never deraisa. The Ramam takes issue with the Bahag. Why the Baha'i counted halal in the minyan mitzvahs of the Taryag mitzvahs? Halal is only a din derabbanan, and Taryag mitzvahs namalol Moshe Mitzinai only applies to 613 mitzvahs deraisa. You don't include mitzvahs derabbanan. So the Rambam holds that halal is never deraisa. So if on the first day Pesach you say gans halal, it's only derabbanan, and then you say chatzi halal, it's a madrega lower. So it's a madrega lower than derabbanan. It's a minig. That's how the Rambam holds. So because it's only minig, you say chatzi halal. So the Gemara, Masheni Kena Chalamoy Tzilkis, every day of Tzilkis is say Halal Sholem. So the Gemara in Erechin, the Afyudam and Beis raises the question, how come there's a discrepancy between Chalamoy Pesach and Chalamoy Tzilkis? How come Tzilkis every day say Halal Sholem, and Pesach you only say the first days? So the Gemara says, Tzilkis and yesterday's Kriya, Parshas Pinchas, yesterday's Kriya we read, Tzilkis every day there's a different Korban. On the first day is 13 Purim, on the second day is 12 Purim, on the third day is 11 Purim. It's Peches Vaholach. So since Sukkot is Chalukim B'Korban Hashem, every day is a different Korban, so that's why every day you say Halal. Masheni came Pesach, Kochat Koeva Tasa Layam Shivas Yamim, the exact same Korban every day, so you don't say Halal every day. So what does it got to do with the Korbanus? Why does the Halal depend on the Korbanus? Very unclear in the Gemara. So Rav Soloveitchik gave Pshat, others have this as well. I think Rav Nevinson maybe has it in one of his form as well. So Rav Soloveitchik explained it beautifully. He said, it doesn't mean chaluk and b'korban Hashem, that variety is the spice of life and because every day a different korban. No, chaluk and b'korban Hashem means that every day psukas has a parsha b'fnei atzma. It says, b'chamisha asyam l'chadash hashvi. Then it says, b'yam hasheni. Then it says, b'yam hashlishi. Then it says, b'yam ravi. And there's a psukha restuma separating every day. So every day of Sukkot has a separate Kedushas Hayom. So every day is Mechayev and Simcha. And the Ramban holds that the Chiyuv to recite Halal is Deraisa. Where's the Deraisa? Where does Tehillat Chumash? You have to say Halal. It says, V'samachta b'chagecha. So the Ramban understands that Simcha has two parts. That Simcha is Haguf. You eat and you drink and you be merry. And then the Simcha is HaNefesh. So the Simcha is HaNefesh is when the person recites Halal. He's rejoicing with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So every day of Sukkot has a separate Kedushas Hayom. So every day is mechayev to say hello. So you have to say hello shalom every day. Pesach is one koel tassel ayam shivas yamim. It's one long kedushas ayam that stretches for 7 days. Not that each day has its own kedushas ayam. It's one long kedushas ayam. So he said over like this from his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. You're obligated to fulfill simchas Pesach. So you say hello on the first day. By us, we live in Chutz Lord, so we treat it as if it's a Sveka de Yama. So we say maybe the first day Pesach was Erev Pesach, maybe the second day Pesach is Yontif. So we say Halo the second day. You don't say Halo the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day during Chalamai because we were already Yotze. What if the person was sick the first couple of days? He was in an intensive care unit. He was on oxygen, whatever. He couldn't daven at all. And then on the fifth day of Pesach, now he's healthy. Now he's able to daven. Has to say halal shalom. It's not a din that the first day you're mechuyev to say halal and the rest of the days you're not mechuyev to say halal. You're mechuyev to say halal once during the course of Pesach. It's one long yantiv that lasts, that stretches for 7 days. So if you didn't say halal shalom on the first day, you got to say it later. If you said on the first day, then you were yotzer ani. That's the pshat. Chalukim mekarban hashem. Every day of Sukkot is a separate yantiv. Hasheni came Pesach. There's one long Dusha Sayyam that extends for 7 days. So even if you hold like this, Taisus Chiddush, which they themselves are not so sure, they said, Perk Dam Chatos Mashma Ktsas, then a Pesach you need Ton Lina Shiva Yomim. I think Gemara backs out from that. So Taisus says, maybe they never backed out from this part. They backed out from other parts of the din. This they didn't back out. So Taisus said, that's Chiddush Wapa number one. That on Pesach he need Tonlino called Shiva Sayamim. He brought the Oilas Riyah and Neshama. He brought all the Kavanas on the first day Pesach. So you need Tonlino all 7 days, because all 7 days is Kiyam Echad. I can understand that by Pesach, because there's one long Dusha Sayam that extends for 7 days. Then they say that Sukkah is Sukkah to Pesach. So Sukkah also you need Lino for 7 days. No, but Sukkah every day is a separate Yantav. Why should you need Lino the next 6 days? What the next 6 days have to do with the first day? So the whole thing is a chiddush al gabi chiddush. But if you don't say that teretz, it's a chiddush al gabi chiddush that by Pesach he needs lina 7 days, and Sukkot is Sukkot Pesach, so Sukkot also needs lina for 7 days. It's a chiddush al gabi chiddush. If you don't say that chiddush, then it's a murderous kasha. What do you need a hekesh to teach you that you need lina on Sukkot whenever a private person brings any carbon oif, carbon mincha, carbon eitzim? Even bikurim was a question. Bikurim. Is Bikurim a carbon? Bikurim needs lina. Is Bikurim considered a carbon? There's a discussion in the Yerushalmi, I think, whether you can bring Bikurim balayla. You can bring carbonus balayla. Can you bring, is Bikurim has a dina like a carbon? Well, it's not really like a carbon. Yeah, so that's this whole, unless you say that the dina of lina by shah carbonus is only with the rabbanon. Maybe it's only an asmachta. But the thesis is working on the assumption that the din of lina, whenever an individual brings a carbon, his tone lina has to stay over in Yerushalayim. And so what do you need a pasuk to say that you need lina on Sukkot? If you go to the Ola Regel, you're going to bring three carbonas, Ola Sviya, Shama Chagig, and Shami Simcha. So the carbonas will be mechayiv to have lina. So it's a murderous kasha. So the only way to answer it is to give this chiddush agavi chiddush that it teaches that you need lina shiva. And it carries over from Pesach to Sukkot. Chiddush al gabi chiddush. The only other way to answer is to say it's only an asmachta. So Tosfos didn't want to say that. Okay, Lineta, tomorrow we will continue. Okay.
Gabi.
Yes.
So the Gemara on the bottom of Daled Amud Beis, where it says that Shmini Atzeres is not a regel of Nei Asma regarding Tashlumim. So is that going according to how we paskin that it's all tashlumim for the first day of Sukkot?
That's how we paskin. I thought that even if you hold kulu tashlumim zeh lo zeh, like the other opinion, I thought that's the first 7 days of Sukkot. But Shmini Atzeres is for sure tashlumim derishon. I thought for sure that that's tashlumim derishon. But it's not so mukhrach. Because you have a half of the Rishonim say that Shmini Atzeres is part of Sukkot, and you only violate Baal Tach at the end of Shmini Atzeres, not at the end of Hashanah. Questionable. Good. Okay. Tomorrow, Belin, that tomorrow we'll continue. I'd like to talk a little bit. There's a Tosfos in Chagiga, and Daf Yud Zayin on the base. There's a Tosfos about Chumen, that on the same Gemara. The same Tosfos about Lina, all the Pesachesh, everything appears there. So I want to talk about the Tosfos on Yud Zayin Amud Beis and Chagiga.
May I please ask you a question?
Sure.
For Tumah Hutra Betzibur, is that also only over Yom Batul Kabono?
Yes, correct. Only over Yom Batul Kabono.
Not over Zmano.
I don't think so.
Thank you. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Regarding Ones Begufo.
Yeah.
So the Mishnah Berurah says that if like one person's of their hands is off, they're still allowed to write tefillin.
Yes.
So would we not say that's also Ones Begufo? Like, what's the difference between that and a Chigir?
I already forgot. I think it's over there that we assume that if he's missing an arm, that he's not mechuyev in shal yad. But he's mechuyev in shal rosh. What's a din? The only one who can write tefillin is one who is kshayta mechsavta mishayeshtem bikshira, yeshtem biksiva. One is not a woman is not mechuyev to wear tefillin, cannot write a sefer Torah tefillin in the mezuzah. So what if the fellow is missing an arm? So the he's missing an arm. So you assume his mom is not mechuyev in shal yad, but he is mechuyev in shal rosh. He still is mechuyev. But why do they assume that he's not mechuyev in shal yad? So you see over there, the same as the Gemara, just like a chigger. If he's physically able to do it, not annoying, it's mibachutz. The British put him in prison or something. His body is unable to do it, so it means you're not mechuyev b'dover. So if he's missing an arm, he's not mechuyev at all to put tefillin. That's why the Achranim raised the issue. Maybe he's not called a bar kshira. So I think they answered that he's mechuyev in shalrosh. He still is a bar kshira. But I think from there was the raya like this gemara that just like a chigah the yom rishon is considered not mechuyev b'dover at all. They wouldn't even be tashlumin. So too, if he's missing an arm, he's not mechuyev at all in the midst of tefillin.
Thank you, Avi.
Yeah. Very good. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow. Good.
Thank you.